Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back. Well, it will be. Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, but get informed first. You know, that's my favorite way of putting it. I always love to say, get informed first. So that when you're sitting at a table, you know, the worst thing in the world you can do, you're not lying to somebody, you're relying on information you got from somebody at some point in time, and here you are sitting at a table and you're sharing it with someone. And you think you're sharing the truth with them, and you know you have the truth in so many areas, and you're wrong maybe. Maybe you're saying it wrong or you got misinformation. It's going to be so hard for that person to believe you later on, and you're going to lose them. And it's the last thing we want to do. We don't want to lose somebody because we gave them misinformation and stuck by it like it was gospel truth. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring her on. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and I appreciate her time just going through these issues in a black and white manner. Yeah, you know, you can't soften this stuff down. Look. I got a quick funny one. It just came to my head when I was introducing you. I help candidates run for school board, right? Especially.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Yes, you do too. So I was being hard on one of them who thought I was being a little bit too hard. And I said, you better get some thick skin because they're going to come after you and your family. And I went down the whole thing with him. And so he said, well, I'm not as aggressive as you. I said, I'm not asking you to be aggressive. I'm asking you to be strong. And sometimes, you know, you can't walk up to a hardcore union dock worker who has words that you've never heard before and say, pardon me, sir, you know, could you get out of my way? It doesn't work that way, all right? And one of his friends came up to me afterwards and said, hey, can you be more in a softer mentoring mode as opposed to hitting everything with a baseball bat? And I said, no, because some people don't get it. They don't get what they need to do, and you have to shake them up at times. I know I'm nasty.
Yeah. No, I think every school board needs, you know, someone that's like that, and you have to, you know, yeah. I, you know, had a little eclipse party here because we were in the total eclipse, which was pretty remarkable. But
I invited. It was pretty cool.
I invited the two people running for our local ISD, they call it Independent School District Board. And one of them, she's just the sweetest thing, but she's very, and I'm hopefully going to get her on the show so we can talk, but she's very quiet and very this. But then you, you know, ask her the right questions. And I told her, okay, we got to work on, you know, punching it, you know, basically. And we got to get you 3 talking points and you've got to be strong and da da da. And she's like, okay. You know, she's so sweet. But then, you know, I go, people need to know what we know about you, that you single-handedly led the cause. People get involved. actually led the cause to stop this nonsense book banning of like Huck Finn, you know, all of these classics. And she won. I mean, she did it. And yep. you'd never tell because she's like this, you know, 5 foot nothing, 90 pounds wet, you know, thing. But she gets it done. And I'm like, okay, we've got to find your voice. You know what I mean? We've got to get it out there. But just like you said, it's going to come in all shapes and sizes. You and I have no problem at this point. We've got nothing to lose.
No, they've already beaten me so bad. It's like, whatever. Come on, bring it on.
I know. It's like, whatever. We know it's not personal. I couldn't care less, which just then pisses them off more.
That's right.
I wonder if it's like California. It's the coast. You know, the it's Boston and Philly and California. Because there's a little bit of that Southern here in the women. And I'm like, yeah, get rid of that Southern. And you gotta get your... whatever on, because what's going on, the attack on our kids, to me, it's serious, and it demands an aggressive voice. It commands an aggressive voice. I just saw a commercial, by the way, that this totally reminded me of it, you know, for HPV. That's all back, you know, trying to get our kids
right.
vaccinated sexually. Right. Or, you know, herpes right. down there. And I'm yep. like, seriously? But now they're like, it used to be approved for 13 and up, and now... it said it's now approved for 9 years and older. So get your kids. And I'm like, why? What? You're going to teach them what? Hi, you're getting this vaccine for STDs, just FYI. I'm 9. Okay, great. Well, now you can have sex and you don't have to worry about. And it's this dad, you know, talking about, now I don't have to worry about my daughter. Da 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 da. I'm like, she's 9. You're in a minivan right now in this commercial. With wow. your toddler that's straight eating orange slices. I'm like, what? What? Yeah. Parents, wake up. Seriously. It's not funny anymore.
Well, oh, it's because it what's funny about it is you know, we haven't talked like this in a long time, but I've said to you millions of times, based on my experiences on the school board and in other places in the community, they don't want to be parents. They want to be your friend. They don't want to be the kid's parents. They don't want their kid mad at them. They want to make sure their kid is happy 24/7. You can't be happy. I don't care who you are. You cannot be happy 24/7. Right?
No, and it's making them extremely unhappy, and it's making them have this anxiety and this panic and this depression because they can't handle it. They cannot handle it. You should not be telling everything to your kids and letting them do whatever and rescuing them. You need to talk to them and explain to them, and from a biblical worldview, and use Bible verses and get a moral code. They can't just be our buddies and, hey, yeah, you know, I got drunk the other night with my friend Susie. It's
short segment. Just let me hold you long enough for you to say goodbye, and then hold on. Hang tight. We'll be right back.
Talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I may even stay on long enough to say goodbye, because I'll send you the code to unlock the door after you do. How's that? Dr. Bridget Melson joins us pretty much every week to help you get through some of the crazy stuff and give you some encouragement. And that's what these parents need. We started to go down that road, and I didn't finish it, which is, you know, you've got parents that don't want to be parents. They don't want their kids not to like them, and they don't, you know what I'm saying? All this stuff, you really... If I'm wrong, tell me, but you shouldn't really care about it. You should care about laying out the proper and right way for your child to grow up, and that's it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, my challenge for parents is, if it's not working, You got to be consistent. You and I have talked about that. You've got to have grace. You've got to have forgiveness and teach them that. And, you know, we're going to lose our temper. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to fail to make time for kids. But we need to just, they're resilient. They really are. But you just need to keep getting back on that parenting horse and you know, run and grab them and ask them forgiveness and tell them you forgive them and blah, 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 and get back in it. But I just, my challenge, honestly, is, and I do this, I hate TikTok, but I use it as a platform, you know, for God and to help parents and help other people, is what is the worst thing that can happen is just try for 90 days doing it God's way. You know, go to Focus on the Family. That's a great place to start to get, you know, different books and advice columns. It's just great. But what is the problem with sitting down with your spouse, writing down 10 things that make a moral code, your rights and your wrong, and just give it 90 days and go over it with your kids, pray with them every night for 90 days, and just see if things turn around. Just that alone. And, you know, honestly, that should be the book I, you know, write as the 90-day God challenge, you know, parenting challenge. And I guarantee you that things will turn around. Our kids need our physical touch. They need affirmation. They need time spent. And we're just not doing it. And time spent is everybody's off the phone and actually looking at each other and having conversations.
Oh, wait a minute. You want everybody off the phone? And you actually want them focusing
parents
on each other? My God.
Oh, all my right. goodness.
You're pushing it now.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
I know. That's my job.
Okay. So some of the people want some of your sage advice. And listen, I'm going to say this anyway. Don't bother her if you're not going to do it. You know, the thing that bothers me the most is when people reach out for help and they reach out for support. And, you know, you've been bit by this thing or you know about what it is you're talking about. And then they do totally the opposite. Drives me out of my mind. So not that I have far to go, but it drives me out of my mind. Anyway.
Well, and I was one of those therapists that if you didn't do what I asked, I know I am very ethical. I'd say, don't come back. Because they'd come in, right? The parents would come back. And it's still a mess and da-da-da. Okay, did you do A, B, number 3 that I said to do? Well, no, we ran out of time, and we didn't have it. And she was at cheer practice, and I had this. And I'm like, then I can't help you. I'm just going to tell you I'm going to take another $300 and tell you the same thing. And I just don't feel good about that. So I'm just going to go ahead and take a lunch break and let you go and implement that. You know, and half the people wouldn't come back, and that's fine. There's nothing that's going to come good at it unless you put it into practice and actually do it. And oh, my gosh, Joe, the number one thing I get constantly is give me a book to read. Give me a book. What kind of parenting advice? Where do I do? And I'm like, number one, God has given you the instincts to parent. I have no problem with answering emails at drb@drbradio.com real quick about, you know, hey, I feel crazy. Should I do this? Because I get it. We all need parenting advice. Number two, the only book, honestly, that I have ever, you know, maybe there's been one or two, but that I ever recommend is the Bible, because I know that's crazy, but everything you need to know about parenting is right there in training up a child. So that's always my advice, as crazy as it is. You know, you can read my Facebook post that will tick you off because I'm very black and white as far as, you know, God and who he is.
But I don't feel good doing that. I'm sorry.
I know.
I'm sorry.
It's just... What do you do?
I'm sorry.
I got nothing for you.
Anyway, all right.
Parents need to get face to face with their kids. So,
And do it. Do follow through. Do what it is that you know is the right thing to do, even if they don't feel bad. I mean, even if they feel bad about it, just do the right thing. You know that later on, it'll work out. I promise you, from personal experience, it will work out. So. And how do they get a hold of you?
Dr. B, excuse me, at drbradio.com or Facebook. Come find me, Bridget Nelson, with an M. M is in Mary. Or you can, if you're on TikTok, which is really weird, it's Chickens and Jesus. That's how you find me.
Chickens and Jesus?
Just the two things, not necessarily in that order, that I love so much.
Now, you know, after you get off the air, I'm going to have me a field day with this. I can't, you know, don't know what to tell you. Anyway. Chickens and Jesus.
I've got to go parent, so I'm off to go parent.
Goodbye. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you ahead of time in case somebody complains, like, Frank, I'm going to make fun of this when you're off the air. So, anyway, hey, God bless.
You have fun.
Thanks for helping me out. All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Dr. Bridget, I always enjoy having her on, and I'm sorry. I am going to make fun of it. Chickens and who would that attract? Seriously. You know, I mean, I guess if she was called to do it, great, good for her. But I've seen some crazy names. I've seen some, what is that called, a handle or something? And, you know, these younger kids, a handle, right? I mean, isn't that what we had with CB radios? Everybody had like a handle or call sign or whatever. So anyhow, yeah, she does. I don't know how long she's been into it. Probably since she was knee-high to a bullfrog, but she's got a bunch of chickens now, and that's all, well, that's mostly what you see on her posts, are her chickens, chasing her chickens around and that kind of thing. That doesn't mean she's a crazy lady. Her advice, the things that she tells you to do, still very good, still very strong. Okay? So don't throw out the chickens with the bathwater. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. Anyhow. Finally, in the state of California. Now, bear in mind, I'm not an idiot. Nothing will come out of it. But, finally, California GOP leaders are calling for accountability after the state can't account for $24 billion spent on homeless crisis. They don't know where it went, where they put it, how much of it they spent. Right? And what programs were actually enacted. And if you really look and pay attention, nothing has come out of it. It has changed absolutely nothing. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after the break.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Reactions are still pouring in following the passing of O.J. Simpson. Jeff Michaels, a former Los Angeles TV news reporter who chased Al Cowling's Ford Bronco with Simpson in the back seat during that infamous slow-speed pursuit in 1994. He said the news of Simpson's death is a mixed bag.
As a journalist, someone of mixed emotions, because I really don't want to give the man more celebrity than he already had. It's at the sacrifice of two lives.
Simpson passed away at the age of 76 on Wednesday in Las Vegas. A series of storms swept across the south. Northeast of Houston, the Southern Baptist of Texas Disaster Relief Arm said it sent volunteers to help in flood-stricken areas, particularly in Jasper County. The interpreter who worked with Los Angeles Dodgers standout Shohei Ohtani is facing federal charges for bank fraud, accused of embezzling $16 million from him. U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada revealed the charges on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Right? Always appreciate your time with me. And I know there's a thousand other shows you could be watching, listening to, or whatever. And you've chosen this one, so I very much appreciate it. You know, and I got to tell you, again, just so you're clear. Right? You know, Dr. B, she's a very strong Christian. She believes that that's the basis by which we should try to help people. And not everybody's going to jump right on that. But the principles, as you heard her say, and some of you seem to have missed, even if you want to pull God out of it, you want to pull Bible out of it, many of the principles she talks about line up with what scientists and mental health scientists say to do. That's why I get the biggest kick out of this sometimes. Because the bottom line, again, if you find things that work or you know them to work, you find things that work, stick with it. No matter where it came from, say, if your kid's that important to you, really, are they that important to you? Stick with it. Stick with the fix. All right, back to the California GOP leader calling for accountability of the state. This state, this wonderful state of California, again, 70-some-odd billion dollars in the hole. They can't seem to save money or put money in the right place to save their life. California GOP leaders are calling for more accountability after an audit released early this week indicated the state spent around $24 billion on homeless. Now, we just passed another... You know, funny how this report didn't come out till after we passed the law. I mean, the referendum for our voting. at that point, we didn't know this was all a problem. Okay? So now that after spending $24 billion to tackle homelessness, and nothing has changed, it's not gotten better, it's gotten worse. We don't know where the money went. Come on. Right? We don't know where the money went, and yet they gave him, what kind of spell? Right? What kind of satanic spell are these people under that they keep giving money to Newsom and team, or Newsom and team, is like I say, and allow them to blow it, and then, oh, you need more to fix the same thing you said you could fix, and you didn't fix with the money we gave you? Anyway. The state audit report found that despite roughly $24 billion spent on homelessness and housing programs from 2018 to 2023, the problem didn't improve. This is the state auditor now. Among other things, the report found that California Interagency Council on Homelessness, which is responsible for the coordinating of agencies allocating resources for homeless programs, they stopped tracking whether the programs worked. Back in 21, when they just knew it wasn't happening. It also failed to collect and evaluate outcome data for these programs due to the lack in consistent method and the audits found. Amazing. Now, the California Assembly Republican leader, James Gallagher, he laid the blame squarely on Newsom administration. Who else are you going to blame it on? They can't blame us for it, like they do all the time. Can't blame Republicans. They don't have control. Remember, the hardcore lefties will say it's all about white supremacy because the white people have the power. Right? Whoever has the power can be racist. Whoever has the power is the supremacist. Well, in California, the Democrats have the power in the legislature. Right? California's tired of homeless crisis. They're done with it. They even voted recently to fix it. They won't get fixed, though. You guys are crazy. You keep voting for people like Newsom and others. They have done nothing positive to help, and you keep giving them your money and then screaming about the prices and the taxes. The one issue I had with the audit was the focus was mostly on housing. Right, which is certainly important, but really very little actual results that happened. Getting people out of homelessness, not just into a shelter, doesn't require just getting them into a shelter. You got to kind of find them a job or get them the mental health that they need, whether they want it or not. Democrat State Senator Dave Cortese, who requested the audit last year, after touring a large homeless encampment in San Jose, said the audit highlighted the need for improved data, greater transparency, greater reporting. And what happened? Nothing. Yeah, if there's no pain, they're not going to change. Really. Unfortunately, there's a balkanized approach to the data collection. Right, and the outcomes, but no centralized system, no way to track these things for real. And you look at the audit, I got to tell you, it shows you need business people running this thing. Not legislators who've never run a business, never signed a paycheck. You have to have people that understand how business works and how money flows. You have to. Former MLB All-Star Steve Garvey, who's running against Representative Adam Schiff, for the California Senate, said it would take a real political courage to make necessary changes. Since day one, he said, I've advocated for a federal audit of the California homelessness crisis. He said, I'm glad the state has done this, but now we need real political courage to make the changes you need to make. Now, he didn't call them homeless. He said, our unhoused people, our taxpayers, deserve real results. Now you're just flushing their money to make it look good. And you know what? Again, the feds need to do the audit. You can't do the audit from within. Unreal. And despite all of this, AB 977 took effect on January 1st, 2023. The law required that grantees of state-funded homeless programs to enter specific data elements related to individuals and families to their local homeless management information system. They didn't do it. Right? They say you should hold them more accountable, but there were issues with the program that allowed you to enter the data. And so they just stopped trying. And nobody went back and tried to fix it. Nobody went back and tried to help them. Right? Just amazing. And there's no reason for this. The government's got the money. The problem is it's not their money. And you keep giving them money, so they have no... The wallet is always full for them. Right? Anybody home? Think about it. This is just nuts. There's no reason in the world, again... This is your money, my money. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever. I mean, I remember having this argument years ago with a group of moms over a school bond. And they got me in the room and they said, hey, why are you opposing this bond? Don't you want our kids to have safe schools? Don't you want our kids to have this, and this? Why would you do this to our kids? And I said, I'll tell you why. Because the last bond that was passed, your kids didn't even benefit to the tune of 40 to 45 cents for every dollar that was spent. There was so much waste in the bond and what went out. So I'm opposed to it unless the safeguards put in place. No safeguards, no bond, no money. Now, if that means I'm against the kids, then heck yes, I'm against the kids. I want them to get that at least 98 cents of the dollar. Okay? Not that hard to figure out. I want them to get that 98 cents of the dollar. As well, they should. Because I'm paying that tax back. Not only am I paying that tax in my taxes, but once we, you know, take care of that, and I've paid the, I don't know, what is it going to be, 40% in basic interest for this, there's no reason. This just makes absolutely no sense. All right, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Bucini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you, you know, just get involved, get engaged, and get in touch. Right? All right. You know, they all talk about these millionaires that don't pay their fair share, and they love to jump on Trump. Not realizing they have millionaires right in front of them. Joe Biden. Four mansions, is it now? Not four houses. Four mansions. And Trump recently went out to D.C. And he walked around meeting everyday Americans. Some of you saw this. He was at a Chick-fil-A. And where was Biden? Well, I don't know if he was with everyday Americans. Be fine, dined with the Clintons. Right? And other D.C. billionaires. Who was there? Did it include Bill and Hillary Clinton, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Apple CEO Tim Cook. You think he was asking for favors and not just money? Seriously. And again, when you're out and about with the people, they get to ask you those questions. Well, Joe B. won't answer any of the questions. Right? In Atlanta, Trump met with the locals. He had unscripted conversations, bought them the Lord's chicken, as he put it. He urged them to support his third bid for the presidency more than 500 miles away in D.C. What was Biden doing? Well, he was hosting the Japanese prime minister at the White House state dinner. And some notable attendees of the dinner included Bill and Hillary Clinton, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, his fiance, Lauren Sanchez. She used to be a reporter here in L.A. Apple CEO Tim Cook, J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon, BlackRock CEO Lawrence Fink, actor Robert De Niro. Well, that says it all right there. And his girlfriend, Tiffany Chen, former president of Planned Parenthood, Cecil Richards. I mean, are you getting the picture? Seriously? Now, there were several lawmakers and state executives also attended the dinner. And listen to this. This should give you all the information you need, right? Governor Kathy Hochul of New York, Governor Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, Tony Evers of Wisconsin, and Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina. Now, today, without exception, our alliance, according to Biden, is stronger than ever. He referenced the U.S.-Japanese relationship. Tonight, we pledge to keep going. We stand at an inflection point where the decision we make now are going to determine the course of the future for decades to come. A future that our kids, other kids, can you bring the kids over here? No, all right. Of our two families, children of our two countries, remember. But I also know that Japan and the United States stand together, and everyone should know that as well. We're committed to each other. We're committed to keeping the building the future worthy of high hopes. Japanese Prime Minister also shared brief remarks saying that he and his wife were speechless by the huge number of prominent American and Japanese guests. Right. No comment. Mr. President, Dr. Biden, distinguished guests, and ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to express my heartfelt gratitude to you for hosting such a wonderful dinner. I mean, you think he really knew who was in the room? Maybe he was excited by that? I don't know. I have no idea. Anyway, and in contrast to that, what happened? That's right. You had Donald Trump was at a Chick-fil-A restaurant. He talked to staff. He hung around with customers. He bought some food. Well, I think he bought whatever food was needed. Oh, he said, "I want 30 milkshakes and some chicken, and then go take care of your customers." And you see, remember, now we've been told that that place. Let me see, to be honest and fair, of the 20 or so employees that were at the counter. Now, remember, he didn't just walk in. I am sure the place got checked out ahead of time and all that. And if the black community was really so against him, they must have thought it was Joe Biden coming in there. Or that was going to be there. Seriously. Because almost everybody behind the counter is black. The majority of the people in the restaurant, black. Oh, Joe, it's Atlanta. Well, okay. I don't know that to be true. I mean, I've heard that, but I don't know it to be true. Right? So anyway, he just told the staff to give them what they want to give. Or let me hand them out. I don't care, whatever, which one. And I'll take care of it all. Anyway, 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate your time with me. Appreciate the time you take sending me messages during the show or sending me links to certain stories. And I do appreciate it a lot more than you know. All right. Let's see. Again, an attack on faith. You know, the left is funny. You can have, you can have these, you know, twerking, whatever you want to call them, drag queens. Right, you can have all this stuff in front of little kids. But God forbid a child I was talking about making sure that our kids don't get hurt. They always feel welcome. They always feel included. They always feel like they're part of. Am I wrong? Is that what we hear all the time? But not so for a Christian kid at all. Right? Fifth grade girl in Washington State was denied a request to start an interfaith prayer group at her elementary school. This was shortly after the educators had just finished granting permission to an LGBTQ pride club 1 week earlier. 11-year-old Laura of Creekside Elementary School said that she felt alone in her classroom and the larger school after speaking with friends who felt the same way. Laura pitched the idea of bringing together these kids in one community with an interfaith prayer group. She said, I think this is something that I am very passionate about. I would like to be there. I wouldn't be here if I didn't really want to make this happen. If I didn't think that it would be great, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be bothered with it. I mean, seriously. First Liberty Institute, a nonprofit Christian legal organization representing Laura and another unidentified student, sent a letter to the school denying the formation of a religious student club while allowing other clubs violates the Constitution. SCOTUS has ruled on this a million times. Kayla Tony, associate counsel at First Liberty Institute, said that the school officials at Creekside Elementary are engaged in religious discrimination against an 11-year-old girl who simply wants to pray, feel support for other religious friends. Laura and her mother allegedly met with the Creekside principal in February. The principal claimed that all funding for school clubs had already been allocated back in October. However, Pride Club had allegedly launched just a week before the meeting. And how much is the club? They really couldn't raise the money. There wasn't Christian organizations in and around the school that wouldn't have paid for it. Shame on them. I'm not saying they wouldn't, because they probably didn't even know about it at this point. The court in Kennedy explained that, Creekside is located close to Bremerton High School in Washington, where Coach Joe Kennedy was fired for praying on the football field. And the Supreme Court ruled then in favor of Kennedy. They stressed the First Amendment protects students and employees who express faith in public schools. And he had to be reinstated. Now, the court in Kennedy explained that the First Amendment doubly protects religious speech. These First Amendment protections extend to elementary school students expressing their sincere religious beliefs through a voluntary club. Yet the school district said, we don't agree. They basically said, that First Amendment thing, we're not in favor of that right here, right now. Right? Especially when you don't allow a student-led interfaith prayer group. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure. So glad you could be with me. You know, and these are the things that we talk about on a regular basis. These are the things that the Brad Dacus groups can help us with. Right? These are the things you need to strengthen your kids. Really, truly, strengthen them so they know this is okay, so they know it's all right for them to be doing these things. There's nothing shameful. If a child feels bad about that, I mean, you don't shove it in their face. But if a child feels bad about that, you don't have to worry about it. In all seriousness, you don't have to be worried about whether you're doing the right thing. Because praying for God to have peace at the school, for the kids to get together. What is so bad about that? You guys know I do this at Christmas time all the time. I always say the same thing. The atheists go out of their minds whenever they see a nativity scene or see anything along that light. And my question is always the same. What part of goodwill on earth and peace towards men is bad and ugly? Joe Mazzini, your host. God bless. Thanks for being with me. A lot more tomorrow, so don't be stupid, right? Be careful. Be safe. Come on back tomorrow. We're here every single day of the week. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.